Innovative citrus grower Maury Boyd, who developed the now much-discussed Boyd cocktail that has kept trees in his heavily HLB-infected Felda Grove productive for years, in this interview discusses some of his success against HLB and some of the reasons he thinks his grove has remained productive. You've stayed productive for about 5 years now, I think.
Yeah, been productive. We dropped last year due to the rest of the state did, but estimates got us bouncing back up. It's good yields. We had no fruit droppage in 2009-10 crop year. So the question is, will we have no fruit droppage this coming season? We always had fruit droppage in that young block that we've got. Had none.
Tell us to what you attribute the success of keeping these groves productive, even though they're heavily infected with HLB.
It's no magic bullet. It's a multiple number of things, and including the application. And there's some scientists that are trying to dissect it, to look it over and see if there's something magic. I don't believe there is. And it's also the method of our application and how we do it, our timing. Because there's been no fruit droppage, we've gotten, you know, even better improvement. In addition, we've gotten good control of the silage. In 2009 was the first time we were beginning to approach 100% control, and I'm still seeing it.
I think the main things you're attributing it to in silage control, foliar nutrition, and SARs, correct?
That's correct, and also the method of application. You don't want to put it on after the tree's leaves have all hardened off and turned dark in color. You want to do it while they're growing. You're just feeding it as it develops. So by the time the tree has hardened off on that flush, you're through spraying it.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.